Hey, everybody. I'm Samuel. Supposed to share my testimony this morning, how I came to know the Lord, my salvation testimony. Obviously, I come from a pretty horrible family, as you all know, but so really it started out when I was seven, is what my dad tells me. We watched a Jesus film, and I was really convicted with Stephen at my parents' house, and we had the prayer with Dad, and I remember glimpses of it. I don't remember the feeling, the moment, understanding. At the moment, I might have understood, but really, I don't recall it all. But apparently, after I did that, like a week or two later, I took Jesse up the apple tree at our El Dorado house and led him to the Lord. And I do remember that, talking to him about the Lord. And so there's definitely stuff going on in me. There's stuff I remember praying to the Lord and him answering things. For those of you that didn't enjoy us leaving the Derby, apparently that was my fault because I always wanted to live in the country, and so I would pray that we could live in the country like the Brickleys, and then we moved to Derby, and chaos ensued. So anyway, when I was 12, kind of had a recommitting process with the Lord. I was going to Bethel Life, and some guy shared at the chapel, and it messed me up. I don't really recall who it was, what he was talking about, but all I know is we were living in Derby still, and every night for a week straight, Monday through Friday, I was in my bed, every time I went to bed, just asking the Lord in my heart till I fell asleep, every night, just terrified of hell, terrified that I didn't really know him, because I was saved, apparently, and I was praying and doing the things, but I didn't remember the moment. I didn't remember that impact, and it literally was Monday through Friday. I wasn't processing it with my parents. I was embarrassed because I had been saved the whole time, so I didn't understand recommitting and what that meant at the time. But I remember that very clearly that next Friday, that peace that came over me, knowing confidently that I knew the Lord and he had called me out. Excuse me. So time goes on. That was like the first time, and there's a confirmation right after, a couple weeks later, where I was praying, real simple thing, where the Lord just gave me peace. We were called to come back to El Dorado, and it was devastating for me because I was real close to a lot of kids at Bethel Life. But again, the Lord just, through this whole process, he was calling me out, but he spoke to me that enjoy. He gave me just a simple word of enjoy the rest of the time I had at the school with some friends that I loved a lot, and then we came back to El Dorado. Then towards when I was 17, I don't really remember a lot of that. I feel like from 12 to 17 was just me liking girls and having crushes, and that was what consumed my life. I can't really think of anything else that happened in that time, but when I was 17, I remember being at a camp galley with First Baptist and was floored, wrecked by what the Lord wanted to do in all of me and all of the kids there's lives, as in being filled daily with the Spirit, not just at one week at camp, but was just really wrecked. Like, I could be filled with the Spirit and enjoy the Lord every day of my life, not just at Camp Galilee, which resulted in some meeting and fellowship at EHOP that some of us experienced together. And again, just even after that, still struggling. It's just funny to me because I've had and still have, in a sense, the perfect life. There's just nothing about my life that I am frustrated about, have regrets, except for the rebellious sinner part of me that was like, man, I wish my dad was a screw up, or I wish my mom had problems and wasn't good to me, and you know what I mean, wanting that testimony, wanting that, the taste of the other life. I wish I was at public school all the time and I could, you know, experience all these horrible people and get discipled by the world a little bit. I mean, it was just, you know, those thoughts come up, and so my testimony, I hope, touches anybody that has a similar life like me, where you realize there's still a lot of guilt because you still struggle. I still have had the hardest time having a consistent relationship with Jesus in my heart, and he still keeps coming after me. And the Lord blessed me with a beautiful wife, a beautiful baby. He's blessed me with a business with my brother, and we get along great, and we're having a lot of fun. And I still come to the end of me on a daily basis. I still need Jesus on a regular basis, and it just cracks me up because I have everything I need. I have everything I don't have anything without him, and he brings me to that point all the time. So I was bummed. I didn't really want to give this testimony because I feel like I'm clear back to when I was 17 again. I feel like it's the new season of my life with the Lord because I'm just, I need Jesus, and I need him more than ever. I need him to take over my life, and but that's what he's always done. That's why he's always been there for me. That's why he blessed me with the parents I have, the dad I have that comes after me like crazy. And reminding me of that, but I've just been, blessed, beyond blessed by the Lord calling me out, coming after me consistently when I love to run away, and the idea of having that life outside of him that I've never had. I've been so blessed to be in a community that is always reminding me, always coming after me. So I hope that blesses somebody.
Yes. I was wondering if you would say a prayer over those who have maybe never wandered as far as they've wanted to, but are struggling with the older brother mentality in the parable where they can't enjoy being with Jesus, you know. And would you say a prayer for
sure? Lord, I just thank you again for your provision, your goodness. I thank you for those in the room that are frustrated and discontent with you, as I have been many times. I do pray a special anointing over them, a blessing over them, that they would know all the deep riches, how deep and wide your love is for them. Lord, I pray that you would, again, just speak to them that you are the answer to every human need. And that the answer to every human need is in Christ Jesus. Lord, it is in you. Lord, I pray that you would ease the guilt. Lord, I pray that you would ease the enemy's voice, that they would know it's the enemy taunting them. It's the enemy coming after them that says, I need this, I want this, I'm discontent with this, Lord. And I pray against the guilt that comes with that, the guilt of the perfect family life and community, and we still crave the things of the world. We still crave things in our flesh, Lord. So I pray that you would relieve that guilt, Lord, by your power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray that they would just be filled with the Spirit and know that you are good. In Jesus' name.